This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Logic is the enemy and truth is a menace. Rod Serling, Twilight Zone author. 1962. Well, here we are on this Monday live edition of the Alex Jones broadcast in the year 2020, with only 147, 148 days left until the historic election. We are seeing the armies of ignorance attack. We've seen Black Lives Matter and Antifa attack the Black Civil War Memorial, the Glory Memorial in D.C. That wasn't enough. They went on to attack the Lincoln Memorial. Then they attacked the World War II Memorial, and their Soros-funded cohorts in the United Kingdom attacked the police. BBC called it peaceful. They then tried to attack and pull down the statue of Winston Churchill, saying he was the king of the fascists, while declaring themselves equivalent to the D-Day Normandy landings that faced German machine gun nests. This is Maoist Youth Brigade. That's their official operating system. I started first seeing this about 15 years ago in Austin, where the local groups at UT and ACC actually wear Maoist communist revolutionary uniforms. So they're not just LARPing now. They're trying to overthrow and pull down the government. Now, they're just the front-level decoys, but it's powerful megabanks and people like Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett and Ted Turner and all of these different globalist minions that are orchestrating and funding all of this while they run with trillions offshore. They're trying to create a culture war in the West while opening our borders to the third world and teaching the third world that whiteness is bad. Whites are taught to be guilty, so we then accept whatever the United Nations, the globalist push. And the UN under State Department Memorandum 7277 openly states that they would open the borders, flood us with third world replacement populations, and then demand that not just the citizens, but the police be disarmed. But as the police are disarmed, and as the military is disarmed, the United Nations is armed. This is all official canon doctrine of the globalist playbook. Owen Schroyer's taking over in the first hour. I'll be back in the second and third hour. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining me out of the gates in the second hour to break down the attempts to overthrow the British government. Now the globalists are orchestrating it. But first, there's a big story on Infowars.com, how Instagram, you need to share it, they don't want people to see it, banned as violating community guidelines, putting out FBI crime statistics that have even been in the Wall Street Journal. The latest statistics we have are from 2 years ago, and it shows that the lowest level of crime in the United States is white on black, that the highest level of crime is black on white. And then it shows the other statistics. So this is what Black Lives Matter, really sterilized the black people, Planned Parenthood 2.0, that's actually who funds it, is saying. It's asinine. It's creating a psychological wound in the public that they're bad because they're white, and then trying to hype up minorities, mainly women, minorities, who tend to be the, quote, leaders of these groups, to come out and demand the takeover of civilization and society. But they don't just really mean they want to disband the police or disarm them. They just want to muscle in for government and take them over and turn them into SJWs like they've done in the UK and Germany, where they are then thought police enforcers. They've also done it in Canada, where Dan Dix peacefully tried to cover Antifa BLM demonstrations and was arrested after the Antifa scum physically attacked him. But they can't silence all of you. So share the article from NewsWars.com or Infowars.com with the actual FBI crime statistics on the ground, showing the truth of what's really happening. But there is an over 10-to-1 black-on-white crime rate, mainly because the media encourages it and helps cover it up and acts like it's some rite of passage to go out and rob white people. This is what they don't want you to share, but you can stop them. Go to Infowars.com now. Get the article about the censored graphs and statistics that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't want you to see, and share it, share it, share it on your email, share it in your text message, and share it by word of mouth now. You are unstoppable. You are the modern Paul Revere's. Coming up on the other side of this one-minute break, Owen Schroyer from deep in the heart of Texas.
Globalists have gotten away with their Russiagate hoax, their Ukraine hoax, their COVID-19 hoax, and now it's the race riot hoax of 2020. We've got to ask ourselves what's coming next. Well, I can tell you, it's going to be a bunch of big old fat mass shootings to create even a bigger race war. It's going to be economic collapse, China invading Taiwan, Hong Kong, you name it. The globalists are attacking on every front. That's why now, more than ever, we have to realize they tried to censor InfoWars off the air because they knew when they launched this whole situation, they didn't want the people's voice to still be on air. But thanks to you and our crew, we are still on air. So let's boost that transmission with the Batman signal now more than ever. InfoWars.com lives.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday, June 8th, 2020. This is the InfoWars.com Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex here in the first hour, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Alex will be back second hour with Paul Joseph Watson from the UK, where they're tearing down memorials and monuments and marching for George Floyd, which has absolutely nothing to do with the UK. Of course, the police in the UK are already disarmed, and so when a mob of BLM or whoever chases after them, they literally run and scurry because they can't even defend themselves. And now that's what they're trying to do to police here in the United States. You know, I'm thinking, what should I start the show with? Because, you know, Alex has this chessboard on the desk here. And I was thinking about how I could use this allegory here today, and I thought, what is an example of a pawn, or what is an example of a bishop, or a king, or a queen? And I had to go through my mind, well, is the mainstream media the queen, or is the mainstream media the bishop, or is it the rook? Well, I don't know. I think that that's complicated. But what is the pawn? Ah, see, the pawn is easy. The pawn is easy to manipulate. The pawn is easy to understand. And so on this chessboard that we look at the current political situation with the globalists playing us off against each other to death, well, who is the pawn of the globalist? Well, there is no better example of a brainwashed fool, a pawn, than a Soros protester with a face mask on. So that's somebody protesting for Black Lives Matter with their face mask on. Now, as you heard from Alex in the stories at InfoWars.com, the headline, Instagram censors FBI crime stats graph as hate speech. Now, the one that they're censoring, which is, this is an old meme, almost 10 years old. But it's all the same difference. It's FBI statistics. They're in the Washington Post. They're in the Wall Street Journal. And it's what we already know. The highest crime rate is black on white. It's not even close. But they know that defeats the mainstream news narrative. And if their pawns ever figured that out, maybe they wouldn't march. But let's step back from the board for a second, because we've been playing this game for a long time. Now, if you play chess, you know that a pawn is pretty much the weakest member of your team. It's the weakest piece on the board. It can only go one way at a time. It can only go one square at a time. But that is the essence of the brainwashed Soros protester, because they are moved one square at a time on the board to ultimate death. And so if you just look at the last 4 years, what has it been? Well, it's all been out to get Trump. But think about how the mainstream media and the Democrat Party and the globalists move their pawns, which are currently marching for Black Lives Matter. Or who knows? Maybe they've already switched it. Is it global warming yet, or what is it now? Is it still Black Lives Matter? I don't know. But think about, and there have been marches for all of these things across the country in the last 4 years. And I realize this is their pawn. They move one square at a time. The globalists move their pawns one square at a time. So just look at the pawn or the attack on Trump. We have had marches for each and every one of these squares that the globalists and the media and Soros have moved their pawns forward with. Russian collusion. You remember that one? Russian collusion. They were all out on the streets. Hashtag Me Too. Remember that with the old tape? Remember that? Okay, so that was another one. They were out on the streets protesting. So that's the globalists and the media moving their pawn one square at a time. Because that's the weakness of the pawn. It can only go one square at a time. It can't see beyond the board. One square. Then he was unfit for office. Remember that? They had marches for that. Kids in cages. Remember, Trump was putting kids in cages. Didn't matter that the photo was from the Obama years that they all used. It was Trump's putting kids in cages. They had marches. Ukrainian quid pro quo. Again, marches. The impeachment of Trump. Marches. In the streets, protests. Then COVID-19. Lock yourself inside. Close your business. It's going to kill us all. And then you're still seeing they're all buying into it. But what is the latest? Black Lives Matter, George Floyd. And you see, this is how the media moves their pawns one square at a time. And because the pawn can only see one square ahead, it doesn't see the whole board. It doesn't see how it's being manipulated. It doesn't see how it's being moved. And it's never been more clear who the pawns of mainstream media and the Democrat Party and George Soros and the globalists are. It's never been more clear. And let me tell you, if you have been to every single one of the protests and marches that I've just mentioned, you are peak brainwashed. You cannot be more brainwashed. It doesn't get worse for you. As soon as they blow the whistle for the next move to move you one square forward, you'll be there. What's it going to be next? Climate change? Global warming? Some other hoax we can't even concoct or imagine yet? Now, here's what the Magic 8 Ball tells us. They're going to infiltrate one of these Black Lives Matter rallies or something and try to set it up with either a mass shooting or a dirty bomb. Now, I personally think that's what they just did last week. They may go for it one more week. I don't know if it's going to work. Because remember, the police officers in multiple counties found explosives, water bottles, squirt guns full of gasoline. So, I mean, they put the bricks out there. So they really lined it up for this to pop off with mass death. Now, they only got, I think, so far about 20 to 30 dead, most of which are black. Nobody cares about them. It's still all about George Floyd. He gets to have a funeral and a memorial and a gold casket. You have to stay inside and hope that you can find a roll of toilet paper. Because of COVID, even though they're out, you know, looting and rioting and it's all good. But think about that. Think about the power of the grand players on the chessboard to move that pawn whenever and wherever they want. And there they go. And that's how they respond. This is, of course, in the UK, where they tore down a statue of Edward Colston and then danced on it because that's social justice. Of course, you've got, and I'm sure Paul Joseph Watson is going to talk about this, they desecrated a Winston Churchill statue. UK police were in the area, and instead of stopping the people that destroyed the monument, you know, spray painted it and everything, this gentleman cleared up some of the trash from the monument and tore down some of the signs on the monument, and the police went after him. If you can't spell clown world without liberal, well, if that doesn't make sense to you, it doesn't even matter, because the clown world's not supposed to make sense. So there it is. So the bad man who tried to pick up the trash and clean up the monument, the police chased after him, literally. By the way, we've got 82-year-old veteran violently attacked over support for Trump, just in his yard in a Trump hat. Someone comes by and, you know, whoops Whitey's ass. And then, but it's not even about old Whitey, because old Blackie gets hurt too. Because an old man had a American flag t-shirt on at the subway in New York. He was getting harassed. And he said, I happen to like President Trump. Some thug comes up to him and punches him out, knocks him out cold. Because that's how you be a real man. That's how you be a real rebel against the establishment, is by going after the biggest anti-establishment president you've ever seen and then punching an 80-year-old guy in the face out. That's...
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
That's right. And it's all brought to you by you. You, the audience, have made it all possible. What started with a young Alex Jones over 20 years ago now, broadcasting out a apartments and basements and public access studios has turned into this. Really the mothership of the resistance against globalism, which has been banned across the board, but thanks to this audience and your support, we're now live 10 hours a day. Don't forget that, folks. David Knight in the morning for 3 hours before the Alex Jones Show, the Alex Jones flagship transmission of InfoWars, 4 hours weekdays, 11 to 3 Central, and then I'm live in the afternoon drive, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Wouldn't be possible without your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about Robert Barnes and American Countdown that goes every night for 2 hours as well. We're going to be doing that leading up to the election. That was never even the plan, but it was like, man, it's just the more we do, the more people respond, and it's just the more powerful the transmissions get. And so it's all made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't thank the audience enough. The last chance, 60% off across the board flash sale is at InfoWarsStore.com right now. 60% off top-selling products like Knockout, Sleep Support, Brain Force Plus, BioTru, Selenium, Chill Force, Ultimate Krill Oil, Emmerich's Essentials Hand Sanitizer Combo. That's all three of the different fragrances, you get all three in the one pack. That's 60% off. Living Defense Plus, Turbo Force. And then these supplements are going to sell out soon. So if you're worried about being out of these or running short, Super Male Vitality, DNA Force Plus, Survival Shield X2, X3, InfoWars Life, Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and VasoBeat Complete. Other great specials include 70% off the 8-pack Power Stack and $100 off the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Filtration System. Sadly, we have sold out of some other supplements like Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Bodies. I made sure I got those before they sold out. So we do sell out of these things, folks. So if you do want to get them before we sell out, get to InfoWarsStore.com. 60% off across the board flash sale today. I've got some videos I want to get to here, and I've got some other news stories, but everything really derives, at least to the current chaos and madness, everything really derives from one thing. And it's briefly summarized in a story at the New York Post, but hardly in detail. And the headline is, "The lying about Donald Trump is now completely out of control." Because, ladies and gentlemen, that's really what this is all about. I'm not saying there's not injustice or police brutality in this country. I don't think anybody's denying that. But how much of an issue is it really when we've got groups of white people taking knees for black people, groups of police taking knees, getting on their bellies? It's literally a form of submission. White people washing the feet of black people now in North Carolina. That's happening. Democrats now, like, pretending they're Kunta Kinte or something, wearing a African scarf with now face masks that match it. I mean, this is a whole game for them. Jerry Nadler is such a fat plump, he can't even knee. So, I mean, he's got his own problems. And then he comes up here, he can't get his mask off, his glasses are falling off of his head, he looks like a complete moron. He's got some woman behind him with the Kunta Kinte face mask. I mean, it's just this whole thing is a joke. But here, I mean, at least Kunta Kinte, I mean, he was American. It's so clown world now. It's so clown world now. And so you have to ask yourself, why is Instagram censoring FBI crime statistics that the Washington Post reports on and the New York Times reports on and the Wall Street Journal has? Why don't they want you to know about all the white people that are killed by police, but they're going to tell you all day long about the black people like George Floyd? Which, you know, I'll be honest with you, folks. Because InfoWars is now the mothership. Well, I'm going to speak for myself here, but folks, this whole George Floyd thing is a big setup. Okay. And I'm just going to leave it at that because we don't have to get too conspiratorial. And because we are the mothership, it's just a turnoff when you get a little bit too conspiratorial for some people. And so we understand this role. But every day people are sending me different stuff about Floyd and different stuff about the officer and the mugshots and everything. And they're raising all kinds of red flags. And you know what? I don't know, okay? I don't know what the truth is. I know we were set up. The Democrats were clearly planning this, okay? They were clearly planning this. That's why they had the bailout reform so they could release all their prisoners. They clearly had their defund the police campaign ready to go. That's why they're rolling it out in perfect synchronicity. It's all way too perfectly rolled out to think that this was just a circumstantial thing. Not to mention you've got Floyd's teacher doing interviews now, Dr. Anal Sex. Yeah. Dr. Anal Sex was on CNN this weekend. That's George Floyd's second grade teacher. You didn't know that, Dr. Anal Sex? I'm sorry, did I stutter for you? Dr. Anal Sex. You guys must have missed that. Dr. Anal Sex was on CNN this weekend telling you about how great George Floyd was as a second grade teacher. And so, look, again, we used to, this is a national phenomenon. It's just, I mean, you can go look at the conspiracy theories for yourself. Let me just tell you, it's not the first time that Dr. Anal Sex has been on CNN. But it's not been Dr. Anal Sex. It's been a different character at the time. But hey, I mean, I say Dr. Anal Sex is a hero. I mean, the bravery of that woman to go on CNN, Dr. Anal Sex, and tell you about how great George Floyd is. But so that's what we really need, though, is Dr. Anal Sex telling us how great George Floyd is on TV. And we need Instagram censoring FBI crime statistics that show that the highest rate of crime, 100-fold, is black-on-white crime. But you see, CNN has it figured out. In fact, let me roll the clip from clip three here, because CNN has it all figured out. I didn't realize this. See, when you're the victim of a crime, that's because you're privileged. See, CNN figured that out, though. So here's a brilliant guest, probably friends with Dr. Anal Sex, on CNN this weekend.
We have a state action against our police department, which gives us legal mechanisms in the very short term. You know, there are lessons from all over the country, all over the world that we're looking to take immediate steps.
So they're talking about defunding police,
building the system,
and that's what needs to happen, and get rid of the police department, because that's how we save the world.
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night, my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors. And I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege because
privilege.
For those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like.
Yeah, so if you want to have a safe home and not have your home invaded, and, you know, if your home is invaded, you expect to be able to call the police. Well, that's because of your privilege. Don't you get it? Says the friend of Dr. Anal Sex on CNN. I mean, these people are your friends, folks. These people really can.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. They're worse than bad. They're crazy. That's a quote from the 1970s film Network. Yeah, things are really, really bad right now. We're in global martial law. The Bill and Melinda Gates, UN operations trying to bankrupt America with their lockdown and their race riots. But people are coming together. It's a beautiful time. But I'll be honest with you. I have decided just to sell out of all the products in our warehouse at 60% off. We haven't done that ever across the board because gut level,
I realized that we're making or breaking. And so the only sure bet is to sell everything we've got to make sure, in case there's total breakdown of society in 6 months, we still have the funding to go more than 6 months into next year. So get your high-quality products, your fish oil, your krill oil, your DNA Force, your X2, your X3, your Real Red Pill Plus. Get it all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off. Biggest sale ever right now. It may go 2 days. It may go a week. Whatever you do, take advantage of this right now. We're in very important times. InfoWars needs funding, and you need high-quality products. Take action.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Now, if you play chess, there's a bunch of different ways you can play. Personally, when I play chess, I am literally on the offense 24-7. Like, 98% of my moves are offensive. And that's my strategy. I mean, I'll tell you my strategy, and you can ask people that I play, and I'm pretty good. Just take everything, leave nothing. And they get pissed because at the end of the match, it's like basically all they have left is a king and a pawn, and so we're just like just wasting time going around the board, but I always get them in the end. But I think Trump's strategy right now is very defensive. He's barely going on the offensive at all. Meanwhile, the globalist chess pieces are all being moved into offensive striking positions. So is that a good thing to let them strike to show the world who they really are? I think not, because at this point, if you don't realize who they are, then there's no hope for you. You've probably already bought in. But what are they doing right now? Okay. First, they say you have to stay inside. There's a deadly virus going around. They fake the pandemic. Well, okay, the fake pandemic's pretty much been fully exposed. They still buy into it because they know it's their own propaganda. And really, that's why I get so upset when I go out and I see a mask on somebody's face. That's like the flag of the globalists. That's like people flying the flag of globalism and communism right in my face. Pisses me off. I don't want to see these damn commies out here. Because that's what it is. The mask is now the flag of communism. That's really all it is. They know it. They know they're not going to catch a deadly virus. But they know, see, because they're all LARPing. And it's all to get Trump. And they figure, oh, but if I just go along with the fake pandemic, then I'll get Trump. It's kind of like now the Democrats walk out there in their new fashionable African weave scarves. What do you really call that? Can somebody tell me the official name for that? I'm sure there's an official name for that design from Africa. Very beautiful design from Africa. All of these congressmen are Americans. George Floyd is an American. I doubt George Floyd had ever even been to Africa. I wonder if George Floyd could point to the countries in Africa out on a map. But see, now it's about Africa. Oh, virtue signaling now for black people by wearing African scarves and face masks. Really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It's all about taking their virtue signaling to the next level, because see, none of it's working. None of it's sticking. It's having a reverse effect. They don't care. That's why they wear the mask. That's why they wear the African flags, because it's all about flying their flag in your face as if you've been defeated. Wearing the mask out, telling you you can't have a full open business. That's their symbol of victory over you. That's their symbol of conquering America. That's why I can't even deal with it. I don't even want to leave my house. I don't even want to go to dinner. I don't even want to go to the grocery store. I don't even want to go to a bar. I can't stand it. Because I know these people are so committed to their hatred of me that they pretend to care about black lives and they pretend like there's a pandemic going along. And I know it's all fake, and they know it's all fake. And they know I know it's all fake. And they know I know that they know it's all fake. So they wear the mask as a big fat middle finger to us Americans. They wear the mask as a big fat communist flag of victory that they have conquered you and conquered this country. And then they show you the videos of the police kneeling. They show you the videos of the National Guard kneeling. They show you the people washing the feet of black people. And then I'm sitting here like, wait a second. I'm looking at all the footage from all these BLM protests from the weekend. It's like 90% honkies. It's all white people. There's some video, or it was a picture, I can't remember. Some girl is going to, I think, the Mall of America or somewhere, where there's a Black Lives Matter protest, and they're all laying on the ground, and this blonde girl walks by, and she's just laughing at them. Just laughing at them. Because these people are clowns. You look like a jackass. But so she walks by just laughing at them. And you can see people look up at her. And they raise her brow like, oh my gosh. You don't care about our protest? You aren't even going to acknowledge black lives? See, and then the left says, we need to hear from people of color. We need to hear from black people. And so then a black conservative steps up and says, hey, did you see the FBI crime? Shut up! You are a race traitor and a white supremacist and a bigot. Shut up! You shut up now! And the black conservative just says, oh, okay. So you're not black. You're not going to vote for Biden. He just wrote the crime bill. He just referred to black children as cockroaches. Hey, come on now. Come on now. Oh, by the way, you know what? I don't even want to show you, but there's just nudes that are going around of de Blasio's daughter. And, well, I won't get into all the details, but she's got a nice tattoo that says F capitalism on her leg. So, you know, de Blasio raised her right. She walked around dressed like a devil, engaging in terrorist activity. Hey! And then de Blasio says, well, the police need to stand down and not act with force. And the police are like, hey, you know, they're looting and burning and rioting right now. And de Blasio says, well, you know, you're just going to have to let them do it. And then they arrest his daughter, and then it all makes sense. Oh, the Democrats don't want police because their children are out rioting. Oh, isn't that nice? Here's what I don't understand. If I got caught rioting by my parents, I would have gotten my ass whooped. I don't care how old I was. But like, oh, I don't know how old de Blasio's daughter is. She's got to be probably out of high school. It's like, oh, you know what? Yeah, just, it doesn't matter that I'm the mayor of New York City. Go out and burn it to the ground, babe. It's all good. Sure, have a fans-only account for Antifa members. Yeah, screw capitalism. Yeah, you know what? That's right, because de Blasio paid the police to help his daughter move. Did you hear about that? Because that's how public, you know, servants are supposed to be, you know, moving the neighbor's daughter, because I'm sure he couldn't afford it himself. But you see, it's all about how these people are so depraved spiritually, mentally. Now you have tranny terrorists, which it's all a joke. I mean, look. Some guys want to be girls, and then some guys want to pretend to be girls so they can get away with crime. So here's your tranny terrorist from Portland, who's actually not from Portland, actually from Ohio, but hey, you know, lives in the dump of Portland now, wants to be around his own. Oh, but this is actually a woman. Doesn't matter that there's 5 o'clock shadow and, you know, clearly a man. That's Amelia Shamrowitz. Now, do you think Shamrowitz was the original name here? I wonder if they just don't throw sham in there just to sham you, because they know the whole thing's a sham. But there's your old tranny terrorist from Portland. Arson, one. Released on $0 bail. Crime, mischief, one. Class C felony, release, $0 bail. Riot charge, C-class felony, release, $0 bail. Portland, Oregon. Portlandia. Clown world. So, why is all of this happening, folks? Because as the New York headline put it, New York Post, the lying about Donald Trump is now completely out of control. And so the Democrat riot mob that's been activated by the mainstream media and the trained Democrat militants that we have exposed through Project Veritas have all been activated. And it's all because Trump is president and they want him out.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
You know, I've got this video of a black thug knocking out an elderly black gentleman at the subway in New York because he said he liked Trump. Heroic of him to do so. Because Black Lives Matter, though. I mean, this guy can barely walk, and so, you know, he says, hey, I like America, I like Trump. And so, folks, this is a technique, too. I mean, to me, this is a premeditated murder attempt. Because you tap the guy on the back to get him to turn around, and then you slug him with your fist. And if this guy's ever trained in a boxing gym, a good lawyer will get you to say that those fists are a deadly weapon. I've seen this before. So, but, you know, Black Lives Matter, knock out a black guy if he likes Trump. And by the way, all these Democrats are learning the hard way. Remember the fake black guy, Sean King, who's like, hey, you know, I'm Sean King. I pretend to be black, but I pretend to read, too. And I just discovered that all the cities where the violent crime on black people by police, it's all happening in Democrat cities. What is going on? We can't vote these people in. And it's like, whoa, wow, hey. Did you know the sun rises, too? On the east? Wow. But see, then de Blasio gives out a speech during a Black Lives Matter protest. He gets booed and jeered and kicked out. And now here's, I mean, this guy's almost unbelievable. How this guy gets into office is beyond me. This is the biggest cuck, low energy loser I've ever seen, this Mayor Frey, Jacob Frey. You wouldn't believe this guy was mayor. You wouldn't even believe it. So here he is at a BLM protest in Minneapolis, and he said he didn't want to defund police, so look what happens to him. Go home, Jacob. Go home. I mean, part of me gives credit to the guy. I mean, even if you're like a total loser, low energy, if that's who you really are, then okay. I mean, at least you're who you are. I mean, he's out there with no security, nothing. He's out there with the protest because that's really who he is. It's a left-wing activist, somehow got into office, and he really cares. So, he's a true bleeding heart over here. Comes up, no security. Just like, hey, I'm with you. I'm a bad honky and everything. Get whitey. That's all good. And they say, but do you want to defund police? And it's like, in fact, I bet if you looked at the demographics, I would almost bet the house, if you looked at the demographics per capita, more black people are police than white people. I bet if you looked per capita, the percentage of a population based on demographics, I would bet you that the percentage of blacks versus whites going into the police force, I bet you black people will be higher than white people, if not even. And so maybe Jacob Frey actually looked into it and he said, most of my police force is actually minorities and not white guys. So maybe we shouldn't defund the police and cost those people their livelihoods. So he says, yeah, I don't want to defund the police. And then the Democrat mob, boo, go home, Jacob, you suck. And now he's probably going to get voted out of office. You don't cater to the mob, especially a brainwashed mob by the media. Because when you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. And that's really what this is about. For example, roll the B-roll from an L.A. protest over this weekend. Now, keep in mind, in Los Angeles, in Hollywood, in fact, in Los Angeles, as of 2016, there have been hundreds of arrests of pedophiles and sex traffickers. No protests. Nobody cares. Kids rescued from cages. Remember that whole kids in cages fake narrative about Trump that was actually Obama and was really just a detention center? That law was written by Democrats in the 70s that you have to separate kids from going to DHS instead of to they go to DPS. No, none of that matters. So they run the fake kids in cages thing when it's fake, but when there's actual kids in cages that are being sex trafficked that the Trump administration is going after and that LA cops actually find, nobody bats an eye and the media doesn't cover it. And then when George Floyd, his face gets broadcast over media for 3 straight weeks. Then in LA, they get out and protest. I got an Amber Alert for a 7-month-old black baby today. Anybody else get that? Yeah, crew's nodding their heads. Does that Black Lives Matter? Anybody care about that child kidnapping? Wonder what's going to happen to that baby. No protests, no rallies, no. I mean, imagine if that entire group of L.A. bums, who I guess never work, I guess they don't have a job now. Imagine if that entire group of L.A. bums, to the tune of tens and thousands, actually wanted to stop child sex trafficking. Well, they wouldn't want to go through the Amber Alert system, which is run by formerly Hillary Clinton acolyte Laura Silsby, caught at the border, by my estimation, trafficking children for sex. Oh, no, she just happened to find these poor Haitian kids over here at the border. She just ran into a group of Haitian kids, and she was trying to bring them across the border to safety. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's a hero. And so now she's in charge of the Amber Alert system. That is child procurer number uno. Numero one. Boy, I'm telling you. I can't even get to my point. I'm so sickened. And it's the same thing, because we've got this protest now, Expose Bill Gates Day of Action coming up. We've got all these different, like PedoGate 2020 Part 1 and Part 2. Again, it's still happening over the weekend. Friends and family, like, you weren't crazy. You were right. I saw the Pizzagate documentary. I saw a PedoGate documentary. I saw this. I looked into this. Oh, my gosh. You were right. This is crazy. The Democrats trying to kill the country. What is going on? What should I do? So America is awakening to this, but the more we awaken and fight back, the more desperate the Democrat, globalist, Chinese communists get, and the closer we get to their final plan of action, which is not going to be pretty. But I can't even get to my point because it's like, oh, yeah, we forget about the fact that these people are engaged in child procurement and sex trafficking. It's like, oh, yeah, we forget about the Hollywood involvement in that and the Democrat involvement in that. And the Republicans, too. I mean, let's be perfectly clear. And let's not forget about Dennis Hastert. You know, Ted Gunderson exposed it all over a decade ago. And, you know, I didn't hear it on CNN, so I don't need to march or anything. But go to the B-roll back to the 10,000 L.A. bums. Because where's COVID? Where is COVID? I'm not allowed to go to the store without a mask, even though I don't wear the mask anyway. I'm hypoxia sensitive, very serious. But there's 10,000 L.A. bums, no social distance, no mask, and a total spread of COVID, right? 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 Wrong. Fake pandemic. I mean, seriously, if you had to guess, all right, what are they going to do next? Who would have guessed fake pandemic? I mean, who would have guessed faking a pandemic? And who knows? They may have really released a bioweapon that they thought would ultimately be deadly, and it just mutated in God's creation of human one again. Could be the case. So they'll probably release another one. That's why Bill Gates says there'll be, you know, round two. And they'll just say it's COVID, but it'll be something else, and they may never even tell you what it is. But are they going to blame the protesters? No. They're going to blame you, and they're going to say it was an act of racism. Of course they are. That's what they do best. So what is the point of all this? Well, the point is that we need to realize how dangerous things are. We need to realize that the Democrats have activated their militant wing, which is disguised as Antifa, which is actually Antifa. There were three Antifa members arrested in Austin this weekend. But Antifa, it's just another Soros front group, folks. There's FBI agents. There's CIA agents. John Brennan is running the whole thing. Barack Obama is behind the scenes pulling the strings. The mainstream media is in on the whole thing. They faked the pandemic. They're faking protests now. It's all LARPing, man. It's all fake. It's all fake. What happened to COVID-19? Well, it is only real when we want to shut the economy down. It's only real when we want to blame Trump for starting a pandemic. It's only real when we want to use it to power grab. When 10,000 brainwashed L.A. bums go out on the street to protest for Black Lives Matter, then there is no COVID-19. And, you know, your business needs to close at 9 o'clock because COVID comes out at 9. So you can't go to the gym past 9, and you can't go get groceries past 9. And if you have a restaurant, you can only have 25% capacity because of the COVID, you know, it can read percentages and know how much, if it should infect or not. Oh, but go out and riot, loot, and protest, and shut down the police, too, and turn your guns in as well. And that's called the Democrat clown world. And that's what we're up against, folks, and they're about to do something more dangerous than we could even imagine.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.